take a moment to settle and let yourself drop into the place where you're at. And open yourself to feel the Arcturian energy entering the room. The Arcturians have been watching over and protecting this planet, maybe even since its inception. They've been caring for us and watching us and loving us and supporting us. We come to you through a beam of love. And as we enter this space, we honor you. We honor you for your openness to enjoy this communication. And we bring down a tone to set the energy and help to ground our transmission. We begin this communication by blanketing you in a wave of love that allows your nervous system to regulate and attune to the body that you are in at this moment. We do this because of the many different vibratory frequencies at play on the planet at any given time that are designed to push and pull on the nervous system. In some ways, it's part of the game that you play to forget and try to remember who you really are. You are in a playing field of movement, of shadow and light. And yet at the same time, that has been recreated many, many times through humanity's experience. And so while on the one hand, it is informational for you, it is part of the game that you play. On the other hand, it has been amplified through the fears and disruptions and chaos that occurs over and over on this planet. For much of what you feel here and much of what you see is the creation of more chaos. All the time. It's an amping up of chaos, begotten from chaos. So it is a wave, perhaps, that keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. And little by little, people are beginning to turn their backs on the wave and walk away. And in the end, what that will do is to decrease the impact of these waves. Because more and more humans are dropping into a truth about themselves that they long ago forgot. A strength within the center that they have been longing for so long. I'm coming in here to say that they're reminding me of something that I thought about, I think this morning or yesterday, I don't know, which was that it's kind of funny when you think about humanity's history and how it's almost like the earth wasn't created for humans. Like, think about before the Industrial Revolution and how people struggled to survive all the time, right? And so I had been thinking about that. And so they want to speak to that, which is lovely because I didn't get anywhere with it within myself. So the human struggle has been based on people believing that they are finite and small and disconnected from everything around them. The main struggle comes from this sense of separation. And this idea can be found in Buddhism and Hinduism and many of the Eastern traditions of knowing that illness begins through separation or a sense of separation. And human beings have struggled because they haven't deeply connected into the planet, into the source of information that the planet offers, and into each other and the animals. Indigenous people have done it to some extent, but no one was fully capable of the kind of integration that will be possible in the future, and that many of you are beginning to now feel the desire for: the mountains, the flowers, nature, your animals. They are becoming more real and more the knowledge that they are more conscious is coming to light. And so much of humanity's success, so we shall say, or industry, has been part of this idea of separation, competition, judgment, the need for the ego to win at all times. And there's a tiredness that's it's showing itself, to where when you are next to somebody who is still in the mode of ego identification, it's tiresome, and you begin to walk away. And as you too begin to identify more with life force energy and the life force energy in everything around you, you begin to also identify less with ego. Ego was never meant to run the show, and yet it in some ways has been given full rein to run your life and the life of your families and the life of your businesses. Take a moment now to expand your energy field from your body or your hands into the expanse of this room or the floor, whatever feels right for you, and connect with the life force energy that exists. The tiny, almost imperceptible pulse that is here. And gently meld your own pulse with that which is here for everybody, creating a beautiful grid, a lattice work, a tapestry of the people here, this building, the land and the mountains, the sky, and the creatures that live on this land. This is the yearning that human beings are feeling more and more these days. If you have experienced a sense of loneliness, a sense of feeling lost, a sense of urgency, or even confusion, You may think that what you're looking for is personal information, information that will tell you what to do next, information that will allow you to have a relationship with someone new or get a different job. But in truth, on the deepest level of your heart, you yearn instead for this merger that we speak of now, this merging into the lattice work, because it's from there that your particular self-expression becomes lit up. It's from there that your particular expression becomes bright and big and yours. Interesting, isn't it? That the ego believes that that level of purpose and success and fulfillment comes from the external, comes from a creation, a self-creation. But really, it comes from a deep connection to the everything, and that allows you a... I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I'm seeing a boomerang. So like that connection gives us this tension that then allows us to explode into self-expression. And you feel the excitement of this, and you do so because it is truth. And from there, we offer you the memory that this is what truth feels like when you step out into the world. And David mentioned something about talking to the planets and asking them what's next. Truth feels like goosebumps. It feels like vibration. It feels like a heightened sense of awareness. And that is when you know to take the next step. So much of what is happening to humanity comes from a deep place of quiet. A deep place of inner connection to an alignment with the heart and the root. It's a very soft and gentle connection. It's not about really losing the mind as much as it is finding the center. And feel that truth in your body. Many people these days are speaking about feminine energy versus masculine energy. And we say that the center point within, which is actually kind of a line and not a point, it's a midline, is the birthplace of the masculine and the feminine within everyone. And in some ways, this now in history is a time when you have had access to the divine masculine for the very first time. The divine masculine has not been allowed to show himself while the divine feminine was asleep. And there was a purpose to the divine feminine being asleep. Again, David had spoken about a 26,000-year cycle, which Randy has known was called the age of Pisces, moving into the age of Aquarius. And within that shift is the rebirth again, the emergence of a strong connection to the divine feminine, this pulse of creation, this void and darkness and womb that is longing to give birth, and then the divine masculine that offers itself to move the creation out into the world. The purpose of the divine feminine being asleep was just a cycle. It was a cycle. She had been honored and revered before, and then she was lost. The truth of this balance within is part of what causes the chaos that you see and feel in the world at this time. Because there's a karma that needs to be finished for those who have forsaken and abused the sacred feminine. There's a karmic completion that's happening. There's also the discomfort of those people who unconsciously recognize this shift that's happening and feel very much a loss of control. And so they are becoming louder, trying desperately to hold on to a control that they are no longer meant to hold on to. And whether or not those particular people, all spotted throughout the entire world, ascend from that belief system is their soul's decision. Some will ascend, change, open, realize, and you may have already seen some of these people. Others may pass from this lifetime never having felt safe. Those people truly believe that their ego is the only thing keeping them safe. And the rest of humanity, more and more every day, building the critical mass that's needed to carry everyone over the threshold. They understand that strength comes from an inner source of power that is barely explainable. You have in the past called it intuition, inner guidance, inner wisdom. In truth, it is divinity expressing an extreme desire to be here and express itself through the creation of every next step in your life. Honor that divinity that exists within you, that wants maybe more for you, maybe very different for you, what the ego thinks is available to you. And give yourself over to divine guidance, to the higher levels of your being that are in active alignment with divinity. Allow them to take your life over so that it becomes something that is so totally you in a way that you may never have known yourself before. What would that feel like? Is it difficult to trust that? And what are you afraid of losing if you entirely trusted that? Because, you know, the ego demands control, which is probably the greatest joke in the world. And humanity is at a threshold of becoming so much more than they've ever been. So much more connected and cohesive and fulfilled than ever before. And all you need to do to assist that is to let go. We, the Arcturians, are pulling together a group to bring down some, right now, right in this moment, to bring down some beautiful healing light. Whether you choose to lay down or sit up, just close your eyes. Relax your heart through breath. an intention, softening the muscles around the heart, softening the muscles of the upper and mid back. We bring down a tone to assist with slowing your breath and your nervous system. And we bring down an energy to move into the mental body to disseminate excess tension, information, to separate you out for the time being from mass consciousness noise, to bring your mind into a stillness, a receptivity. And we clear your emotional body. Again, to remove mass consciousness noise, dissonance, and all fear-based emotions, as well as the sense of violence held these days in the emotional body. So we clear this by bringing in a swirl of light, moving around your body systems, mental and emotional clearing. Allowing you to melt into this moment in this space, knowing that the dissolution of self is the safest place for you in this moment. There's no need to protect yourself. There's no need to know what's going to happen next. There's no need to build your energy to make sure nobody else's energy touches you. That is fallacy based on the ego's fear of being consumed. And there is no consumption happening. You are merely divinity made manifest. You walk in light. You breathe light in, filling up every cell in your entire body. And every exhalation fills the space around you with even more light. your biology is electric. Synapses moving, connecting, opening, releasing. Every moment throughout the day, millions of them, 72 million cells in your body awake and ready to do your bidding. And yet we remind you that your bidding often does not come from thought. It does not come from the ego space of desire. It comes from internal longing that begins first with connection to the all. From there, let your pathway light up. One more time, release all need to control. Let it go. As we assist you by letting it melt into the flooring. Not to be held heavy by Gaia, but to be dissolved because it was never true in the first place. This is one of the false pretenses that is becoming now seen. Control is a fallacy. It is designed to help people win. And we remind you that competition of any sort, the polarity of needing a winner and a loser, comes from a distorted masculine perspective. It is a low frequency. The frequency of the balanced divine energies is that of confidence within self that requires nothing from anybody else. It is yours to keep. Because it emerges from within.